we are on an adventure together. As we launch into the new year, you had to navigate a forest even to get into worship today. And so as we begin our adventure together, I have a little quiz for you. If you were going to think about an older television show that really epitomized adventure, like think 70s, 80s sitcom, what would it be? That would be a good one, but that's not it. That would also be a good one, but that's not it. Go ahead and play it, Carol. I think you'll get it as soon as you see it. Somebody said it. Well, apparently we don't have sound for this video, but you probably could sing it yourselves, right?
A three-hour tour.
All right, so, you know, things don't always go the way we expect them to go when we're on journeys, do they? And that was sort of the point of the video, was to get us thinking about these journeys, and we think we're going to prepare for things, and sometimes they don't go exactly as we planned. So as we begin our journey together, thinking about our trek, our adventure in faith. Just like Pastor Josh talked with the kids about, we need to prepare for our journey. If we were Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts and setting off on some hikes, I know some of our youth did that this summer. I'm sure their scout leaders had very particular lists of all the things they would need to pack when they were intending to be on a multi-day adventure. So thinking about us as people of faith, and being on a journey, what are the things we need for our faith journeys? If we were going to pack a bag, what are the things we need? It's not a rhetorical question. It's an actual question. What are the things we need? A Bible. Right. We'll come back to that one. That's a very important one. We're going to keep talking about that. What are the other things we need for our faith journeys? Sense of humor, clearly. This morning, we really need a sense of humor. What else? What else do we need for our faith journeys? Reading glasses. Reading glasses, yep. Family, yep. And another word for this family would be community, congregation, right? What else? That's right, we're Lutherans, we need food. We don't, unfortunately, we don't have communion tonight, but we are today, it's on the table for us, but we need food, not only communion, but also that's one of our ways we gather together in fellowship, right, is around food, and we'll be doing that later today as well. What else? Source of light. Source of light, yes, prayer, I heard. Yep, that's a huge one, right? Anything else? Faith, right, key. Prayers, love, absolutely. Water, we think about baptism, the waters of baptism. A first aid kit, right. And what might that look like? That could be a whole nother sermon, right? What our first aid kit would be on our trek. So today we are thinking about the first one everyone mentioned, of course, is the Bible and God's Word. And this year, we are starting something different and new for us as a congregation. For a whole lot of years, This congregation, like many across the country and world, chose the lessons for Sunday morning based on the Revised Common Lectionary, which is a 3-year cycle of readings. And then for a bunch of years here at Our Saviors, we have had sermon series where we've dove into a particular topic for a period of time and had our lessons that helped us unpack that topic. Well, this year we are starting something new called the Narrative Lectionary. The Narrative Lectionary was created by two professors at Luther Seminary, an Old and New Testament professor, who helped to say, you know, we don't know God's story as well as we probably could and should. And it would be great if we could dive into it better or in a new way. And so they created this lectionary, which is a 9-month, the lessons go for 9 months, and then in the summer we'll return to sermon series, different topical things. And the point of it is we will begin in the Old Testament. You probably noticed something was different this morning. You were not asked to stand for the reading of the gospel, because there was no reading of the gospel this morning. Our lesson came from Genesis. And so in this fall season, we will be getting Old Testament stories. Then we will prepare for the birth of Jesus and start to hear about Jesus' life as we hit Christmas. And as we move into between Christmas and Easter, we will hear all sorts of stories about Jesus and parables of Jesus. And then from Easter until the end of May, we get stories of the New Testament church. And the point is that by doing it this way, the story is connected, we hear the arc of God's story. We hear how God's story begins in the beginning and continues in different ways. And this is a little bit different structure than the Revised Common Lectionary was, which chose an Old Testament, a New Testament, and a gospel for every week. But they didn't necessarily connect from week to week. And so, do we have any Harry Potter fans here today? One of the professors that created the narrative lectionary said, this is a little bit like helping us out like with Harry Potter. Each of these books or movies could be read or seen on their own. But in order to truly understand how they are connected, the whole flow of the story, the true big picture of the storyline, you have to start at the first book and continue through all 7 books, or if you're more of the movie person, through all 8 movies. And so that is the narrative lectionary for this year. We focus on one gospel, and so it's a 4-year cycle. Each year focuses on a different gospel with different stories in between. And so where do we start? Of course, in the beginning. However, you notice that this morning, our Genesis lesson, our creation narrative, didn't start with in the beginning, which is what we normally think of when we think of the narrative lectionary. Instead, it starts in the day that the Lord God made earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. And so we hear the second narrative of creation. In the book of Genesis, there are 2 tellings of how the world was created. I would guess most of us think about this one, where we think about something was created on each day, and it ends with, and it was good, right? That is the narrative we most often think of when we think about how the world was created. But this morning, we get a different story of the narrative. We get a story of a dry and barren land where nothing was growing because there was no water, because the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth yet, and there was no rivers or water of any sort. And so we first hear of rivers springing up, going in different directions. And then we hear about the Lord God forming man from the dust of the ground. And so we hear about this very tangible experience of the first creation of human, that God is a creator, hands-on, forming humans literally from the dust of the ground. And this is where our Ash Wednesday liturgy comes. From dust you came, and to dust you shall return. This idea that we were all once part of the earth, that we were created from the dust of the earth, and then God breathed life into the nostrils of the man, the breath of life, and the man became a human being. And so in this act of creation, from the very beginning, it was about relationship. Relationship between God and man. And as you read through the rest of the creation story, you continue to hear this story all about relationship. I mean, first he gets to name all the things, and you have to wonder at a certain point, did he just run out? I just couldn't think of anything else. Hippopotamus, platypus, mosquito. I mean, like, if he had to name all the things, where did all these names come from? And did it just get really boring after a while to name all the things? But again, we hear relationship. And so all the creatures are formed, and God said, you still do not have a partner. It is not good for man to be alone. It is not good for Adam, which initially was gender neutral. It didn't become male until there was also female. So it is not good for anyone to be alone, God says. And so God creates a partner and a helper. And so as we think about our faith journeys, we think about a journey in which God says to us, it is not good for you to be alone, that you need a partner and a helper. And so as we move into our faith journeys and this new theme, we think about how are we connected, connected to God and to one another. And the good news for you is that today is a day that we celebrate those connections. You have an opportunity to go out today and figure out where you belong here, where you might connect in. There is a place for you here. Some of you have been here for decades, and you have well-established routines and places you belong, but maybe, just maybe, this is the year to try something new. Maybe there's a ministry you didn't know about before today that you could find out, or something you've always wondered about but never had time to do, and maybe something has changed for you this year that you can try something new. Or maybe you can look around and say, that's a person I kind of know, but I don't really know, and I'm really excited about this thing that I'm doing. Maybe they want to do it too. Maybe they want to come along on my journey and experience this new thing. So I invite you today to think about where you are connected, how you can be connected, and how you can help others get connected as well, because it is not good for us to be alone. Of course, we need prayer. And so we encourage prayer as part of our everyday lives, part of our journeys together. There are opportunities to get involved in groups that pray together. There is the Hope and Healing Room, which is a place for you to go and pray. There is the chapel. There are Bringers of Hope, all places you can pray and people you can pray with. Sermon notes. Not just for confirmation, kids. There will be resources in your pews from week to week where you can take notes for those of you that's helpful for, that maybe it's easier for you to remember if you're writing something down. And also, in each of your bulletins today, there is an insert. And I invite you can recycle the rest of the bulletin, but I invite you to take this home each week. And it is filled with lots of different resources that help us along our faith journey. For those of you that it makes sense, you can do them all. But for some of you, maybe just part of it fits into your life. And so right at the beginning is a prayer. There's kind of a flow for a daily devotion that can be done alone or with a person or with your family. And then there is a reading. And so for the first day, there are some key verses from today's reading. But then when you flip over on the back, it says, go deeper. And there are readings for each of the days of the week. And this helps dig into this week's story, but also helps us to understand how this week's story connects to next week's story, because we can't read the whole Bible together in a year. I mean, we could, but we'd have to devote a few more hours to worship every week. So we're going to pick and choose the stories, but they connect. So if you read these stories in between, then you begin to see how all of these pieces come together. And even with these, we're not getting to every piece of Scripture. And so there are some questions for reflection and connection, things to talk about with your family. If you have your grandkids over for dinner, these are great conversations. You can just kind of pull them out of your pocket and ask the questions. A way to give a blessing at the end of the time, and even something you can do to help live out your faith. And so each week there will be a new bulletin insert that connects to the story of the week. And so I encourage you, as we are on this trek together, to use those resources, to find times to connect with one another. When we think about Gilligan's Island and we think about this three-hour tour that turned into years and years of interesting adventures, we think about the fact that they had to figure out what to do with what they had and who they had, where they were. And that is life in a nutshell. That we are on this journey of faith. And sometimes it feels like we are on a stranded island and never will be rescued. And sometimes we look up and think, gosh, I'm at least glad I'm here with these people in this place and we can figure it out. And God is with us on our journey wherever we go and encouraging us that God, who created the heavens and earth, created each of you. Created each of you out of the dust of the earth and breathed life into you and said, I need one of you and you and you, and the world wouldn't be complete without you too. And that God who created each of us continues to work in each of us, that we continue God's creation as we dwell in his word, as we live out his word in this world. Each of us are created unique and precious for our own place in God's creation. And we are part of this journey together. We need one another on this journey together to encourage, to lift up, to problem solve, to give joy and be with one another. And so thank you for being part of this journey, part of God's creation. And I look forward to where this journey takes us in the year to come. Amen. And we continue our journey today